This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scarborough Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two brothers, no druthers.
Ooh, I like that. Aka one Sam and Couchy, two fans of Fauci.
Aka two Jews, no harm in Killebrews.
Aka let me hear some action from the back section, but we don't want a goddamn insurrection.
There you go.
All right. You got stories, and again, we are doing this way ahead of time, so I hope our country is still around. I hope it still exists.
We don't know what fresh hell has befallen this poor nation.
So we apologize for not being exactly
current. And we apologize
current.
For being out of order right now. We're going to talk about things that happened even in the past from where we are, because we're processing it. This story today takes into account the madness of the insurrection with days behind us, with new videos resurfacing. I think it's hard to look at the footage of the insurrection, and maybe something worse came after on Inauguration Day. We don't know. But starting with the insurrection, it's hard not to feel like we're going through a real life purge. And I never saw the purge.
I never saw the purge. I mean, I wanted to see it, but I took all those movies and got rid of them.
Yeah. It was the purge when those animals were attacking the Capitol. And they were animals. They're not they're not human beings.
Let's be honest.
It feels like to me a line has been crossed for people, and
we can never go back again.
Or we have to go back, and it's going to be really hard. It makes me think about
how fragile everything is. The peace.
Before that, like there was basically an invisible police tape across that we were all kind of adhering to, and all it needed
I'm
was
always
like,
amazed at that.
All we needed one crazy leader to be like, yeah, it's okay, break the rules,
go over the line,
go out the window, throw it out the window. And we all know, I mean, we know this, all right? We know that in our country, you don't break into a government building. We all know that.
You just don't do it.
We all know that in a free society, you don't threaten to hang a guy.
Yeah.
Who's an elected official, even if you disagree with them.
That's right.
We all know that in a democracy, you don't even try to overthrow an election with violence.
No.
I hate Donald Trump. I would never say he should die. I never would say that. Mm-mm. We never say that. You just don't do that.
Vote him out. Make him
irrelevant. Vote
him out. Make him irrelevant.
Him, ruin his life. Fine.
Indict him. Take away
There's
his money.
There's a line we know not to cross.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that you don't incite violence and invite a mob to threaten to hurt people in a free and democratic society.
That's not how our society works.
It's that simple. If everyone did that when we're upset about something, we'd have chaos forever.
It'd be like, it's like when someone says no one should die, everyone should live forever. Then I would say, if you bought a house from someone, so you want those people living in your house now?
Forever?
Forever? Where are they going to go? Where's everybody going to go?
The basic tenets of our society just come crumbling down if people are just like, we're going to throw everything out the window every single time. That's how society functions. We have to like adhere to rules. It's like, if we got rid of all traffic rules, there'd be accidents everywhere. That's a very easy thing to understand. If we all just decide to ignore red lights because we're like, that's an infringement on my freedoms.
Don't take away my freedom. I'm going.
It's like, no, you can't go because other people are coming from the other direction. I mean,
maybe you can go, but you're probably going to get hit if you do that the entire
time. So what were they expecting?
Yeah.
What were these people who decide to attack the Capitol expect? That everyone would just be like, oh, you guys stormed the Capitol and took everyone hostage and threatened to hang Mike Pence? Oh, and you wanted to murder Nancy Pelosi?
So you put it that way.
Well, now that you did that, now admit that the election was rigged.
Okay. It took us.
There was no evidence, but because you guys did that.
That's how we're going to do it.
We got the evidence.
That's how we're going to do it.
Carry on. Give Trump another turn. Give him another term, even though he lost by a ton.
Yeah.
And then we'll never have any more violence ever again.
Yeah.
Because you guys got the last punch in.
You guys got the last punch in, so it's got to feel good.
Thank God you guys were here to kill five people and do this and let us know.
And destroy property and show us how fragile our peace is.
And then we'll never mess with the elections ever again, right?
Okay.
That sounds good.
That's, to me, way, way, way better than actually having any true evidence of fraud.
Just some angry crazies
who
are ready to lie and use terrorism, because it is terrorism.
That's what's true, and that's what matters.
Yeah. There was no long-term thought.
It was the purge.
As we said in the beginning of this thing. And as a result, it's going to inspire other purge-like activity in this country. Don't think it won't.
As long as we're throwing out like basic rules of don't attack our government violently.
There will be other purge-like moves is what we're trying to say.
That's right.
It's the nature of the purge, a movie we have never seen.
Look, we can tell you confidently that that is what the purge is about because we've never seen it.
And we've
purged
got
it from our lives.
And we've got another story that feels kind of purgy today. Mm-hmm.
It does feel
and
great.
It feels
a little purgy.
Let's dig in. Police in Cottonwood, Arizona.
Oh, great. Cottonwood, Arizona.
Take one Cottonwood moment. Arizona are looking for a plane that was stolen from the local airport on New Year's Eve. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
As well as the people responsible for the theft. So first they want to get the plane, and then they'll get the people who are responsible
first
for the theft.
First you get the plane, then you get the power, then you get the women.
Okay, first person I check with is David Copperfield.
He's made a lot of shit disappear in his life.
And then David Blaine, because you're like, I don't know if David Blaine really does magic. Like, David Blaine just like holding balloons and going up in the desert. I mean, that's kind of awesome.
It's cool, but is it magic?
David Blaine sitting on ice for like a week.
Cool.
Is that magic?
Is it magic? I don't know.
David Blaine, I'm always like, what girl are you trying to impress?
That's right.
That's what I get from it. David Copperfield, I'm like, he's doing magic. Doug Henning, I was like, this dude's just doing magic.
You can't have a haircut like that and not
and
be
teeth
doing,
like that and a mustache like that
and not be doing
and
magic.
Be wearing like a leotard. You can't.
No.
You're just doing magic for magic's sake.
Okay.
So you check David Copperfield. If it's not him, you check David Blaine. Then you check Winona Ryder's purse.
And then you
move on.
Okay. And if that comes up empty, you go back to the perch.
There are no rules. There are no rules in this country.
I want a plane. Okay. Well, go take one. Go to Cottonwood Airport.
It's not fair that I don't have a plane.
Well, why doesn't it matter that I didn't pay for that plane or work to get that plane? Well, it's the purge. Just take it. It's sitting in the hangar.
Even though rules say I'm not allowed to have a plane, I'll just take it. Why not?
It's
my right to have a plane. No,
right.
It's not your right to have a plane.
No, it's
you
not.
Don't just get to go take something that someone belongs to someone else.
A bunch of people stormed the Capitol. Let's not forget that.
They lost the election and then they wanted to take it back. So they just decided to take it back. So why can't I take this plane?
That's how
it works?
That's how it works.
See how it works. How it's connected?
No more rules, guys. Isn't that fun? Isn't it fun?
No more rules as we know it. The thieves broke into the airport just before midnight on December 31st.
Hey, that's a great New Year's Eve.
By disabling the main gate and forcing it to open, police said in a
Happy Facebook. Happy New Year
to you. Mm-mm. Cottonwood, Arizona, January 6th, 2021. On December 31st, this is what they said. This is what they said. On
they
the 6th,
find
they
it.
Figured it out. They don't even know where it is by the 6th.
Jesus. I mean, they're closer to finding Carol Baskin's first husband than they are to finding this plane.
So wherever did they get the idea, this is my question, of forcing open a main gate and then just
disabling it,
through.
Then forcing it open, then busting through it.
I wonder where they got that plan.
I don't know. It just feels like
just made it up. It hasn't happened on TV in any other way.
It hasn't happened in any federal building recently.
The subjects entered the airport, stole a box trailer, which contained an airplane.
That's right.
That's not something you can hide under your sweatshirt when you leave the airport, is it?
No. Hey, what's that?
Guys, be cool. Be cool. Just
put it down.
Grab some Takis, grab a Diet Sprite. And
then we'll get this box trailer and we'll get out of here.
These subjects stole airplane parts while inside. The total loss is estimated between $70,000 and $80,000. Maybe they're going to start building a new Air Force.
You never know.
You know, to start fighting the U.S. Air Force.
You know, because that's what we're doing now. We're fighting our own government and our own institutions.
The cops in the area posted this note. If you have any information regarding these crimes, please contact Cottonwood Police Department. Then they gave a phone number. Is that going
to
work?
Yeah. Are we now down to that? Please give us tips on this missing airplane.
Shouldn't they
airplane?
Be able to find a plane without people, like, calling in tips?
Doesn't a plane have some sort of a tracking device? An iPhone does.
It's a plane. It's not diamond earrings. It's right. gigantic. Like, yeah. We should be able to find this. You can also contact Yavapai Silent Witness, who is offering an award up to $450 for information.
Whoa,
$450.
Hey, easy there, money bags.
You don't want to get a slew of fake calls coming in just to collect that huge reward.
$450. You're going to put it in just an old burlap sack?
Or a sock? Yeah. $450. Like, seriously, you couldn't scrounge $1,000 up from the guy who's missing an $880,000 plane?
That dude should put up at least, I think, $5,000. $5,000 and you start to get some tips.
Yes. The city-owned airport has one runway, 10 hangars, several tie down spaces. So it's not a huge airport, and a 1,600 square foot terminal. That's smaller than most houses.
Right. The terminal is open 4 to 5 p.m. each day.
It's open until 4 or 5 p.m. each day, but self service fuel is open 24/7. 4 or 5?
I love that they don't even have a thing.
How lax is this airport? When we say lax, we don't mean LAX.
Well, should we take a break, Jay?
Let's take a break.
When we come back, we're going to find out a little more information on something that we have no information on.
Correct.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get back into the story,
get those tickets. Live Dumb People Town, Jack Black. John, Open Mic Eagle.
It's such a fun show. We had a great one with Zach Galifianakis a few weeks ago.
And John Paul White. This is February 27th, 6:30 p.m., 9:30 Eastern.
We do these shows because we know, number one, we love performing. And number two, we know that people, if you want to be safe but still have a night of entertainment and excitement out
in
your house, here's how you do it. Order some Postmates in. Get some wine. Boom, boom, boom. Have a great night.
Steal a plane.
Steal a plane.
Speaking of, let's get back to this story.
So these guys stole a plane. We'll reset a little bit. They stole this plane.
On New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve, and it's missing. And the police are like, we can't find it. I mean, I don't know how to find a plane.
And they said, so our main terminal is open up till four or five.
Guys, we don't know.
This is an airport terminal, not a rec center, rec center.
Right? 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Get fuel whenever you want. What? This is the problem here.
Yeah.
A photo of the airplane shared by police shows that it's a small red and white aircraft.
Looks like a giant Tylenol.
Looks like a great big Tylenol. Mm-hmm. With the tail number N153PR. I'm putting this out there in case any of our friends and people listening to the show
Have
seen an airplane riding down the street or sitting in someone's backyard.
That's
like,
right.
Just check backyards and see if someone's got an airplane sitting in their
Who's
backyard.
Who's got an airplane up on cinder blocks and they're working on it? Trying to strip it for parts.
So they got a license plate number and they're still having to rely on tips for this thing.
It's precarious.
This is the deal, guys. We're in a tough moment right now in this country. Right now, people feel like they can bully their way in and go get whatever they want just because they feel like they want it.
That's right.
That's it.
I want it. It's mine. I'm taking it. And what are you going to do about it?
It's precarious. There's no joke. I'm behind this. Unless there's a massive crackdown on this kind of thing, all hell could break loose, even more than it already is. I believe the
invisible line is disappearing for sure. That people used to somewhat respect. And sadly, we need everyone to believe in it or we don't have a society.
That's it. We need everybody to buy into the line. It's like college basketball. You got to buy into the concepts or else the team doesn't work.
Yeah. You can't pass it around and have ball movement when one guy, every time it comes in, ball sticks.
That's right. So for the sake of our society, authorities need to crack down hard on anyone who's decided that line doesn't appear. That includes anything. That includes breaking into the Capitol. That includes stealing a plane. Like, you can't do it.
If you steal a plane, the plane should be able to drive over you.
That's right.
That's what you get.
Or you should have to act in a movie where Tom Cruise is hanging from that plane.
That's right.
And have him yell at you for not social distancing from other people.
In Video Village.
Which, by the way, I agreed with Tom Cruise
about that. I 100% agree with Tom Cruise.
Never felt like anyone was more on point than that.
Yeah. The only reason they're being able to do this is by following COVID protocols. So if you're sitting too close to the person,
Tom Cruise did what I think the cops should do in this scenario.
Crack down.
Crack down hard, make people embarrassed and make them feel horrible for what they did, and other people will fall in line. Unfortunately, we're at that moment in our history. It's a precarious moment. I hope we get through it.
Me too.
I hope we get through it. I don't know if we will, but right now we need some strong crackdowns is what I got to say.
Put the smack down, lay the crack down, and put the miggity miggity mac down.
That's right.
And that is how we do a show, you guys. That's it. Guys, stay connected, stay protected, but don't get infected. Wash your hands.
Yes.
Stay distanced. Wear a mask. This is not a hoax.
But we've got the jokes.
And we'll keep them coming for you every day. We're going to keep providing this content for you. I hope you like it. Let us know what you like, and we'll keep coming at you. We'll see you tomorrow. La-dee-da. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. La-dee-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Audio. A podcast. A podcast network.